Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I can't even talk yet. Hope you're doing well today. It is Wednesday. This is We Team HR Wednesday. And today I want to talk about tax day and reflecting on HR and product owner failure for offshoring. And I'm going to talk about the example and what you need to watch out for, both as an HR team and a product owner in this episode. And don't forget, tonight we have our 5 a.m. Master Scrum meetup tonight at 6 o'clock. It'll be a good one. Talk about the art of asking questions and why it's important. And then tomorrow night, I got an interview with Dr. Karen Kramer. She's going to talk about some women's issues and things that apply to all people in general, not just women. And then on Saturday, we have our webinar. If you don't have your goals in place and start working on them, you're not going to get where you want to be. So I got a webinar. It's cheap. It's $27. I hope you can join us on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I kept it inexpensive just to pay for setting it all up and all everything like that. Anyway, I think it's worth it. You'll definitely get your money's worth for $27. You get more value than you get from ordering a pizza or a case of beer. So I think case of beer is probably more expensive than that right now. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours, bring that value to your customer and have a little fun along the way. So what did I see on tax day? Well, it was interesting. I signed up for the software and they said, hey, do you allow us to share information overseas in case we got to help with the issues or help you with your tax submittal? And I'm like, you know what? Last minute, sure. If I get desperate and any reaction time, sure, why not do it, right? So it was a good thing, good idea. Now here's the failure. Here's where it came. And it's great that HR created the offshore to help supplement people for those last minute time zones. You know, it's not 6 o'clock. It theoretically can make it easier for the employees. You don't have to work 24/7, especially on tax day. You have backups overseas to help answer questions for your customers. And that's great. PO promoted that. Your extra service for those who are going to be doing late. You know, we have this capability. Put it in the product, announce it in the product. Great. Here's the problem. People offshore weren't empowered to do their job, right? They weren't empowered to talk to the customer. They weren't empowered to fix a problem that registered either the day before or after hours on the weekend that when offshore people probably in the office could probably have addressed or at least troubleshooted and came up with a marketing and a communications thing that they could share. So here's the failure. They got it offshore, got it in place. The system crashed, but I don't know if anybody offshore was capable nor given permission to try to solve the problem so they could be rectified pretty rapidly. Because you know there's people on call in the United States on tax day for a tax piece of software. There are people on call that can authorize fixes, right? You can't tell me it's not. However, so either they weren't authorized or they were authorized, but they didn't get it out there. None of that. When there was an issue, nobody offshore was authorized on their Twitter account nor communications to the customer to notify. And I know there's got to be a note because I saw it change when they fixed it. You know, hey, we'll cover you when if you have any, which I appreciate because, yes, you would have to because that would be your mistake and your brand is associated with being able to get your tax stuff submitted on time. So if it doesn't get submitted on time, your brand is then shot, right? So they weren't authorized to communicate in a communication because probably didn't have a communications plan, which I talked about before, that if something goes wrong, who can communicate to the customers that something went down? Now, this applies to anything. It's not tax day. Think about this. If I have a company in India or I have a company in the Philippines or Japan or Europe and I want to give cover to my product and my product sells across the globe or to customers outside, in this case is tax day, so it's really US customers, but you can have the support to help for off hours, so your people in the States don't have to work crazy hours, right? Same thing in Europe. Maybe in Europe you have a four-day work week, right? But the U.S. doesn't. Therefore, you can have people in the U.S. support what's going on in Europe, right? However, if the people you put in place, and this is where the HR fail was, they didn't ensure, and maybe there wasn't a communication, that the people over there had full support capability. Yes, maybe I hired a tax accountant who studied tax, which is kind of weird though in another country to understand the tax laws in your country. Though there could be, maybe they're bored and they had to learn about somebody else's tax laws, because I can imagine there's enough tax laws in every country in this planet to keep you fully employed. However, so maybe there's that, okay? However, they didn't also make sure that they had the capability to support the product. They didn't have the capability to communicate if there's going to be a problem. Most likely, 90% of the time, it's not going to happen. There is that chance. What you do if there is, that's your communications plan. HR did not have a communications plan. The product owner didn't have a communications plan. Product owner also overinterpreted what they wrote into the product, where they said, we will have offshore people to help you if there's any problems. That can be interpreted like a customer will always overinterpret what that means. They always do. So you got an edge case from a testing perspective. But if it fails, am I going to get support in the middle of the night when the system, your system, cruds out, right? And does it? Now, it's the question. So you have to be careful what you say. Is it just tax thing? Now, I'd also say, well, that would be pretty weak if you pay for a whole organization to get set up overseas and they can't troubleshoot the technical aspect of your software as well as the product itself, or the this case, the function of a tax software. That would be shame on the organization, right? So you have to be careful. Okay, I'm putting this in there that we have support overseas. Do we have the capability to troubleshoot technically when I do this? Because if I write this, my customer, because I'm the product owner, is going to think that we can troubleshoot the technology problems as well. If we don't, I don't know necessarily want to promote this because it can get overinterpreted. That's what a product owner is supposed to do. So in this case, it was a product owner fail because they didn't check up whether or not they had the full capability when they asked for permission to share stuff overseas, which includes technical, not just your tax information, but also interpreted as technical information. And then the HR department, who did a good job probably creating that capability offshore for off time, weekend type stuff, great. However, they didn't also ensure that the people in place to troubleshoot technically the operation of the software, nor were there vice presidents, and I know there's vice presidents offshore because they all do it, had the capability or permissions to promote out in a communication stand what went wrong. And you got to set up, if you're going to set up offshore, you kind of have to create a little mini company, mini corp with all the functionality offshore. If you don't, one aspect do, but then they're bottlenecked on the other side offshore. So that's where the HR fail comes. So I just wanted to share that with you from an HR perspective, a team perspective, building your product, how all that goes into building a product. You can build the best product there is, but if you don't set up the organization around it, the weak points could be these other areas. Great product, problem, technically couldn't troubleshoot, problem, weak point, nobody has permissions to do a mass communication on X or Twitter or whatever your social media communication mechanism are. Let everyone know we're working on the problem. And as soon as we have it, we will let you know, right? Or put that note in the software. We acknowledge the problem here. We will notify you when we get it up. Might be a couple hours. So your customer can do other things during those couple hours, but they'll know when they come back and log back on, you'll have it fixed. That's why it's a double fail. Anyway, I want to wish you the best. I want to wish you happy scrumming. Don't forget our meetup tonight. It's a free meetup. We're going to talk about questions. Sign up for it. You got to do the Zoom. Tomorrow, I got the interview with Karen Kramer, Dr. Karen Kramer, and we're going to talk about, you know, making something out of your life and stuff like that. It's really a good conversation. And then Saturday, if you have goals and you haven't achieved your goals yet, hey, I got a book out of it. You know, I use mine to create my book, which is also a free PDF copy if you join our mailing list. And I'm working on it. I'm almost there. I almost got the membership site figured out so that you can log on if you're a member of the mailing list and get access to it. Should work out pretty good. Anyway, we'll get there little by little. Getting through my goals, right? So working the goals, we're going to do that Saturday. It's a chance. It's only $27. It's cheap. Anyway, take care. It's, again, I definitely it's cheaper than a case of beer. Maybe I won't go there. Anyway, so I want to wish you the best. Happy scrumming. We will see you tomorrow on 3R Thursday, right? All right, take care. Bye, everyone. See ya.